Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by Commonwealth Bank, Burger King, CFAL, Ross Electric Motors, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Wendy's, J.S. Johnson, BTC, the Pan American Health Organization, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Kelly's Home Center, the Digital Transformation Unit, and the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. It is Monday, April 4th, 2022. And we're going to talk today about any number of issues, but chiefly the issue that's making headlines as we speak, which is the age of consent, teenagers and sexual relationships with adults, et cetera, and all that surrounds it. By the way, someone sent me a video. Well, let me say this. I came to work on Friday, and when I came to work, Maria Daxson, an attorney, who I've known for quite some time, was in the lobby. I had two guys with her, and I guess they were filming. I didn't even realize they were filming. And asking to see the report from the National Food Distribution Task Force. I don't have that report, and I'm starting to question a lot of things that pop up real fast after I mention the report and read from the report from Candy Adame's story in the Nassau Guardian. The swiftness with which some people demanded of me that I not speak about the report unless I see with my own eyes and can means test the report leads me to think that something else is going on, because I've talked about 100 different things that I didn't actually see that our reporters had seen. And I don't get that kind of reaction, so I'm not 100% sure where that's coming from. Although I think I have a pretty good idea. But in any event, I don't have the report from the Food Distribution Task Force. So I can only go off what's being reported by Candy Adames, whom I've worked with for many years. I have no reason to not trust that she has seen the report at all. And I got to tell you, I will take the word of Candy Adames, sight unseen, 100 times out of 100 over Obi Wilsham. All right? And that's just, you just gonna have to feel how you feel about that. And it is what it is. I can't help everybody with that. So anyway, there's a video going around. I haven't seen no report. I'm not trying to pull a fast one. But I have every confidence that Candy, I did see it. And the fact that she showed it to the Tribune. Why didn't y'all go to the lobby to Tribune is my question. They reported on it, too. In any event, I haven't seen any report. I'm waiting. I have put my inquiries forward to the World Bank, and we'll just see how that all shakes out. Yeah? Want to let you know that COVID-19 vaccines and boosters are now available at the South Beach Clinic on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. On Wednesday at Flamingo Gardens Clinic, 1 to 5 p.m. Elizabeth Estates Clinic, 3 to 6 p.m. and Fleming Street from 4 to 6 p.m. And at Marathon Mall, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., visit vax.gov.bs to book an appointment or simply walk in to any of our locations. All right, so what's making headlines today is the issue of the age of consent, which stems from a man who was sentenced to 4 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to impregnating a 14-year-old girl. All right. Now, a lot of the reactions out here have me deeply, deeply, deeply concerned for the future of our nation. And some of the responses, actually, I was pretty pleased by. So this was a story that, you know, was on the front page of our paper, and it got a lot of attention. And a lot of people said, you know, if you read the comments under the story on social media, they said, well, the guy should have gotten life or whatever. And there's a provision to get life in prison for unlawful sexual intercourse, although not through, like, the magistrate's courts. And then our reporters asked the acting deputy director of prosecution, Franklin Williams, about it. And he talked about mitigating circumstances, talking about highly sexualized teenagers and 14-year-olds. And you know what? I don't doubt that there are some highly sexualized 14-year-olds out there, girls and boys. That's not something that I think is outside of the realm of distinct probability and likelihood that a lot of quite a number of young women are highly sexualized through different forms of influence. But the thing about it is this stuff is learned behavior. So they're either emulating what is occurring in their environment, or they are getting it from some form of media. But 14-year-old girls don't usually seek to seduce 40-year-old men. And if you are a 40-year-old man and you know this girl is in school and she's got her uniform on coming to see you when she should be in school, you really don't have any excuse. You really can't talk about a 14-year-old seducing you. Not that he even did that. I just thought it was unfortunate that the prosecutor talked about that. And then they asked Wayne Monroe about it. And Wayne Monroe started explaining the law. And unfortunately, Wayne Monroe did not understand the assignment, right? So, and you know, it is what it is. Wayne Monroe's been a defense attorney for, what, 30-plus years? And he has a wealth of knowledge about criminal law, and he was explaining the circumstances of criminal law. Where he screwed up was not in explaining the law, right? Because I know he's a PLP, and you want to protect him and everything like this, but sometimes, you know, you just take the wrong approach on certain issues, and he took the wrong approach this time. So instead of talking about, so you don't understand the assignment because you maybe you are switching back into defense attorney mode so quickly that you're not sure what the frame of reference with asking you was. So explaining the law is perfectly fine, but if you're the national security minister and you're saying that if this 40-year-old man who was in prison for 4 years after impregnating a 14-year-old girl, you're saying if he were my client, you would have suggested that he plead not guilty and take it to trial, right? And nobody wants to hear that from their national security minister, all right? That nobody wants to hear from their national security minister how he would get a criminal off of a particular heavier sentence, unless you're saying that to say, this is where the weakness is in the law, and I want to change it. People expect the national security minister, who's an elected official, all right, to speak to the protection of children and citizens at large. They don't expect the national security minister to speak about how he would get a criminal, because this man admitted to having sex with this 14-year-old girl, off of a particular charge. And so if you're wondering where that comes from, if you're wondering where the dissatisfaction comes from, it is because we did not expect our national security minister to talk about how best he would get a criminal off of a heavier charge. Okay? So that's not something that we wanted from you. I believe Wayman knows, you know, a solid person to have as a Minister of National Security. He's just got to make the adjustment. You're a politician now. All right? So you no longer work for defendants. You work for us. And when you're on our job, our interests come first. As to the people who say, oh, you guys get so emotional about... Listen, if a 40-year-old man having sex and impregnating a 14-year-old girl does not stir some emotion in you as a human, as a parent, as an average citizen, there is something drastically wrong with the way you're looking at the world. Listen, furthermore to this, and people go, well, Wayne Monroe's just stating the law. Yeah, I get it. Did he go to Mount Sinai and God handed these things down on tablets and they're stored in the Ark of the Covenant, they're irrevocable? Or did someone just sit around the cabinet table and or wherever and drum this up and you passed it in Parliament? He's just stating the law. The law isn't a commandment. It's not the holy word of God. You can change it. It's so easy. I see you do it every day. So if you're a lawyer and you're going, well, he's just saying the law. I mean, what are you talking? Yeah, he's saying the law. Great. We don't want him to explain the law unless it's within the context of, here's how we fix the law to better protect minors. All right? So that is the issue that people have with Wayne Monroe. It's an emotional issue, of course. Why do we have laws if there's no emotion, if we're just robots, if we're just walking around and everything's some calculated transactional thing in life? Of course there's emotion. Maybe you see a 4-year-old girl killed. There's an outpouring of emotion. It's tragic. We see 11 people, I think it was 11 people, die in a plane crash. All right? In Andros, there's emotion. You want to see how we could prevent these things from happening again? The 14-year-old girl is impregnated by a 40-year-old man who admits to all this. We want to understand how best to protect children from adult predators. Now, here's what you're going to say. These 14-year-old girls, bad and fast. I know. And I'm not saying that they're not, right? However, I'm 45, right? So I'm familiar with the thinking of a 40-year-old man, a normal 40-year-old man. There's no circumstance that a 14-year-old girl can put me in that I'm going to blame on the 14-year-old girl, because she's a 14-year-old girl and I'm a 40-plus-year-old man. There's no possible way that she's going to dupe me into having sex with her and impregnating her without me being an active participant. And also understanding how the law works, they're not going to hold the 14-year-old responsible, no matter how badly she behaves. All right? So to all of you guys who are equivocating, Lisa Ramming as well, about what responsibility the 14-year-old girl has, the responsibility is on the adult male. And that's just the normal view in most societies on planet Earth that appear familiar to ours. All right. So the next argument I've heard, I heard some lawyers going on Facebook, and they were so wrong and strong, like all of last week. Another argument is like, oh, your Grammy them was having babies when they was 13, 14. Yeah, for sure. My grandmother couldn't vote. Okay. Until the, when was the suffrage? 59, something like that. Or 60-something. So my grandmother couldn't vote. Yeah. My grandmother didn't have electricity in her home until the 80s or running water. They didn't have sliced bread when my grandmother was a child or air conditioning. The point, they left school in the third grade when my grandmother was a child. There's no scenario you're going to paint for me with how my grandparents lived in terms of sexual activity, in terms of what was the norm back then, that's going to make me go, yeah, we should be doing more of that, right? The first time my grandfather saw an automobile was when he came to New Providence, and they weren't that common, from Tarpon Bay, So I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I don't care what they were doing 100 years ago. Now's not 100 years ago. Right? They used to have 62. Women could vote in 62. All right. Now's not 100 years ago. I really don't need you to explain to me what occurred with my grandmother 100 years ago. It's immaterial to what is occurring today. All right? We mature as a society. Things shift. Things change. We do better. Back in my grandmother's time, they left school at third grade. There wasn't much else going on. They didn't have any opportunities for any higher education. Most professions women couldn't be a part of. And so they didn't have much else to do but get married. All right? We now know that that is not appropriate for the times in which we live. So stop talking to me about what happened 100 years ago with my grandmother. It means nothing to me. All right? And the fact that a lot of people believe that it's A-OK for 14-year-old girls to have sex and have babies in 2022 speaks to me to a seriously wanting cultural mindset that unfortunately is pretty ubiquitous throughout the Caribbean. All right? Here's what I'm going to say. And to all the lawyers, I'm not disrespecting you. Your lawyer's great. To the extent that you don't think emotion should be involved with the law, I don't understand what you're talking about. Emotion is one of the driving factors for most major crimes. Yeah? Emotion, substance abuse, etc. Right? I don't need to be explained to me what is a very weak law that doesn't make much sense, that the lawmakers have all the power in the world to change. Now, here's who understood the assignment, who seems to be the only one, which is Chester Cooper, all right? And when this man is all y'all boss in a few years, you'll understand why. Chester Cooper's not a lawyer. Chester Cooper's not a doctor. Chester Cooper's not a psychologist or a behavioral specialist, all right? Chester Cooper's a businessman who has two daughters and a son. And Cooper didn't even get into parsing through what is law and what's not law and diminished responsibility, all this other stuff like that. He didn't even touch it. You know why? Because he understands the role that he is in. All right? He is on the opposite side of the criminals. He's on the opposite side of the child predators. And what he wants is for the law to change, and he understands that the people who can change that will be the Cabinet of the Bahamas and the Parliament of the Bahamas. So he understood the assignment. Everyone else is trying to make excuses and wring hands and everything. You know, you could be wrong. You're not, the world's not going to end. You could say stupid stuff. It happens. You say, I said something stupid. I've done it frequently, more frequently than I would have liked to. The rest of the normal world among us who aren't in these strange, depraved situations where little children are sexualized way before they're ready to enter into any sort of sexual relationship, the majority of us don't want that world. All right? The majority of us want 14-year-old girls to be protected, and the conversation that we do now have to have, as Cooper raised it, pardon me, is the age of consent. And that's a discussion I'm willing to have in terms of what role a 14-year-old plays in a 40-year-old man getting her pregnant. I don't understand what we're talking about. That's not what we want for 14-year-old girls in our society. All right? Now, I'm going to take a break. Let's take a break. Come right back.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
You do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
It's Philly cheesesteak time at Burger King Nassau. This classic sandwich isn't just a Philly cheesesteak, it's a Burger King Philly cheesesteak. Enjoy your sandwich with flame-grilled beef, plant-based, or try the crispy chicken version with all the Philly fixins, including lots of melted cheese, caramelized onions, bell peppers, and mushrooms on a sesame seed hoagie bun. Visit any of Burger King Nassau's 7 locations and enjoy your Philly cheesesteak as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. All right, so we're talking about, I've established how I feel. 14-year-old girls cannot consent to sex. If the law suggests otherwise, then the law should be changed. It makes absolutely no sense. I don't know what is going on out there right now among some teenage girls and boys, but no 14-year-old girl I knew when I was 14 years old, was ready for any sort of sexual relationship. And no 14-year-old boy who I knew was ready for any sort of sexual relationship either. All right? That may have been something you dreamed about and fantasized about, but it wasn't something that you were ready to accept the responsibility of, okay, at 14 years old. And I'll also say this, to make it very clear, I'm a 45-year-old man, all right? So I perfectly understand what I can and cannot do in society as far as having sexual relationships. Every 40-year-old man, I'm not even getting into 30 and 20s and all that stuff, every 40-year-old man knows that he cannot have sex with a girl who is younger than 16. Every single one of them knows that. They know that because they keep the relationships secret. If you're a 40-year-old man and you're having sex with a teenage girl, you know that's not allowed and that's not something that you want to be publicly known because you know it is wrong. And there's no excuse you can give about how the 14-year-old girl dressed or what she said or what she did. That's going to absolve you of any responsibility whatsoever. All right? None. And every adult man over 40 years old in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas understands that clearly, that that is not allowed. And you're also playing with fire when you start fooling around 16, 17, all this. All right? You know that clearly. That is not to happen. Now, so that's for me. And there's just really nothing you can say to me that makes me go, yeah, okay, I could see a 40-year-old man having sex with a 14-year-old girl. There's just no circumstance, all right? You know what you're supposed to do and not supposed to do. You're 40 years old. You've been in this society long enough. 14-year-old girl could strip down naked in front of you. you know you're a man. This is a young girl. She's in school. Maybe I didn't see her NIB card or whatever like that. I'm going to leave now, all right? Because we're not beasts. Yep. We're not beasts in the field. As men, we know that we have to control ourselves. No matter how much you may want to think a 14-year-old girl wants to have sex. And also, it's almost like some of these 14-year-olds look 25. Where does a 14-year-old girl look 25? Stop talking stupidness to me. Like one in what, 100,000 looks 25 years old? You know what a 14-year-old girl looks like because she looks like a 14-year-old girl. No 14-year-old girl looks 25. It's nonsense. Now, you have some girls who are 19, 20, et cetera, getting up there, and you can't really tell because they're starting to mature. You can tell what a 14-year-old girl looks like. It's easy. Chester Cooper's argument, his position is something else, though. So Cooper wants to raise the age of consent to 18. And also, let me reiterate this. If we're just supposed to be dispassionate about laws in our society, what do we have them for? If emotion, if consideration, if your values, if your judgment doesn't lead you to believe that a law does not serve society properly, that it does not constitute what your moral conscience feels is justice, then what are we all doing here? Because I'm unclear. If we don't see murders on the street and go, hey, there's too much murder, we'd like you to do something about it. This is a bit concerning and terrifying. What are we supposed to do? Anything goes, and we just go, well, hell, the law's the law, and that's it. We're not gonna shift it. You can go change it tomorrow. I've watched y'all change laws overnight, right? Over and over and over again. All it takes is political will. The age of consent for 18 is going to take some public education if you're going to do that. But I understand where Cooper's coming from. So if you are 16 years old in the Bahamas, you can enter into a sexual relationship with a 50-year-old man, but you cannot get your belly button pierced at any licensed shop without your parents' permission. If you're a 16-year-old girl in the Bahamas, you can have a sexual relationship with a 35-year-old man, but you cannot open a bank account without your parents' permission. You cannot buy alcohol. You cannot buy tobacco. But you can carry out a relationship with a man 2-3 times your age, and that falls perfectly within the ambit of the law. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if you're 16 years old in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, the only circumstance in which you have bodily autonomy is sex. You're 16 years old, you can't go get medical treatment without an adult signing off on it. You're 16 years old, you can't get a driver's license. You can't join the police force, the defense force. But you can carry on a sexual relationship with a man many years your senior without any legal repercussion. So to me, it doesn't make a lot of sense, because if you're mature enough to have a sexual relationship with someone over 18, now if you're talking about kids under 18 and they're having relationships with each other, that's a different kettle of fish that we could talk about. But if you're talking a 16-year-old let's say girl, having a relationship with a 40-year-old man, she has complete autonomy in that, but yet she can't get a voter's card. You don't trust her intellectual capacity to vote in an election, to drive a car, to drink alcohol, all right? But you trust that she is mature enough to understand the impact of her decisions entering into a sexual relationship with a grown man. further to that, there's an inconsistency in the law in that for homosexual relationships, the age of consent is 18. So I don't understand what the inconsistency is. If you're a woman, if you're an 18-year-old girl, I'm sorry, if you're a girl and you want to enter into a sexual relationship with an adult woman, you must be 18 years old or it's against the law. But if you're a girl who's under 18 and you want to enter into a relationship with a 40-year-old adult man, that's fine as long as you're over the age of 16. I don't get it. All right. So there's inconsistencies in the law. And this throwback to Grammy in the days when we was plaiting straw and walking around with donkeys carrying bushels of produce. Spare me. I don't need to understand how my grandmother those live in terms of when they had sex and when they had children. We don't live like that today. Let it go. It's a straw man argument and it's stupid. You know, you grab me them from time. What? What are you talking about? I want to go back. I want to live like they lived. They couldn't vote. They hardly could own property. They couldn't go through the front door certain establishments. They didn't serve in parliament. What was so glorious about 100 years ago? I'm so interested to understand. Like, what do we envy about those who lived 100 years ago? Because the last I checked, our lives are immeasurably better than when my grandmother was a child. There's probably nothing that I would trade that they had that we now have. They had certain things, less crime, etc., like that, but we can navigate that and still hold on to the things that we have gotten in society. All right. It says Juan, so are you now championing gay rights? Yeah, that's what you got because you're out of your mind. I'm championing gay rights. Go tell everybody. Juan's championing gay rights, because I explained to you what a sexual relationship is defined as law for homosexuals. I'm championing gay rights. That's what you got from that, because that's what you want to understand. Go tell everybody that. Tell everybody wants championing gay rights. And they're going to do what? What's going to happen? You guys are going to come picket? Is Maria Daxon coming back? Gay people have rights. They don't need me to champion for them. All right, and they have advocates. I'll let them do that. All I did to you was explain the law, but that your challenge is you believe I'm championing gay rights. I can't help you with that. I don't know. Go tell everybody I'm championing gay rights. I really don't give a damn. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Your morning. Wake up with our new hot honey chicken biscuit that is forged in flavor and made fresh every morning just for you. Forged from a fusion of sweet honey and spicy heat. Wendy's new hot honey chicken biscuit is our breaded premium all-white chicken breast topped with habanero honey served on a fresh baked buttermilk biscuit. It offers the perfect balance of sweet heat. Better mornings always start at Wendy's.
One thing there is no debate about is that BTC has the best rates. Now, the best rates just got better because you pay half the price of the other guys with your BTC home internet and mobile services combined. Switching to BTC is a no-brainer because I pay less with BTC and get super fast internet with speeds up to 600 megs. The other guys, their internet only go up to 105 megs.
Get all the internet you want at half the price when you bundle your home internet and mobile. Visit a BTC store to make the switch today. Conditions apply.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all all major brands of electric motors, hand cooling water pumps, generators and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Children are a blessing and should be treated with love and care. They deserve safe, stable, and nurturing relationships, a supportive family environment, and positive social networks. Mothers, fathers, teachers, aunties, uncles, neighbors, Bahamas, let's do our part to stop the physical, sexual, and mental abuse of our children. Make the calls, file the reports, save precious lives. Let's join hands and hearts and say no more to child abuse. This message was brought to you by CFAL. Growing wealth for future generations.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. It says, Juan, you can beat your guns all you want as you tell people what's in the law. They will only hear what they want to hear. People be about sound bites, bro. Clearly. Let me ask you something. Why? Like, do we still live in a world where unless you condemn every gay person to hell and a fiery death, someone's going to think that you're advocating for gay rights or that you're secretly championing all the gay people? Do we still live in that insecure world? Because it was like that when I was growing up, like, let's say in the 90s, right? There was this seriously, anything to do with homosexuals, you can never look at, you can never be a part. Is that a thing in 2022 among most people? I had one dude, I won't even call the guy's name, someone showed me on Facebook. There's a big groan. And here's what I think, right? I think a lot of y'all have some repressed homosexuality going on. Especially a lot of y'all older men who try to sit and parse through who all look like they might be gay or sound gay or dress gay. You know what I mean? I find that for men who claim like they're interested in women, you show a lot of attention to what gay people are doing. All right, so I'm a live and let live type person, but you can't smear me by saying, are you supporting gay people? What are you talking about? I'm just saying what the law is in terms of gay people. But I'm not here to be your gay bashing person. I think you should live and let live. All right, I know some gay people. They're some of the nicest people you'll ever meet. And I know a couple of people who are gay would probably cut your throat. It just is not the determining factor in whether they're a good or bad person. I've come to understand. Anyway, the show's not about gay people. I'm just pointing out that thing about what you said about homosexuals. Because it's like that's when a lot of y'all seem to perk up, particularly like older Bahamian men, I find that. When I start talking about who's a sissy and who's a homosexual, the older Bahamian men, they want to hold court. Let's start branding homos. It's weird to me. I don't like to engage in it. But that y'all do it so frequently seems strange. All right? We got a phone call. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phone lines. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Back in the way, we need justice, law, and order in this country. One.
Okay.
One. Let me and you go through a little dialogue. The other day, last week sometime, right?
Mm-hmm.
I made a comment, which was my opinion. And Mr. The lady for the teachers.
Right.
The script in which you read, in which she, told you to read.
Okay.
She came up with the same idea. But the thing is, you said that I'm stupid.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't like for somebody to call you stupid in the air if you're making your opinion, would you?
If my opinion is stupid, I don't have a great problem with it.
Well, like you said, you've said a lot of stupid things, but I wouldn't be the one
and
to
people,
call you stupid.
And people say it's stupid when I say it.
Say it again?
And when I say something stupid, people say it's stupid, and that's okay.
My point is, one, you have the mic, and you shouldn't call people stupid and then hang up on them.
No, I hung up on you after you talked about mixed blood. I hung up on you then and called what you said stupid, because I think it was stupid.
Yeah, well, if I said mixed blood, I get myself my reasons.
I don't care what your reasons are, but your reasons don't detract from the stupidity of it.
By your opinion.
By any logical, empathetic viewpoint, that is a bigoted, unverifiable claim that seeks to persecute people based on your narrow viewpoint of who does and does not commit crime.
Not so much so. You see, all I wanted them to do is go to the school and find out what is the problem.
Uh-huh. You said go check who's got mixed blood. That sounds like a sensible thing to you?
I didn't say go check. I said carry the authorities to the school.
Okay, so you were holding on to this from Friday. I'm still telling you, it's a stupid thing to say. It's a stupid thing to say. Okay?
Why don't you say stupid things yourself?
Well, when I say something stupid, you holler at me and let me know.
Say it again?
When I say something stupid that you think is categorically stupid, just let me know that you think so.
You just said.
Uh-huh. No, I was remarking on your comment, which was uninformed and bigoted. You called me about this.
Yeah, because I didn't appreciate it.
But I'm telling you that I stand by what I said.
You say to their face.
I stand by what I said about what you said.
Yeah, well, you could say, you're not the pinman.
But you called me, though. You forget. I didn't call you and ask you. You called me both times.
I just show you what I disappreciate because I wouldn't call you stupid.
What you said was stupid, and you should consider that, okay? I know that you think that that's the gravest insult in the world. It just is what it is. It was a stupid thing to say, and you have no basis for saying it. That you've been holding on to it for several days is strange to me. All right, we got to go to the news. We'll be right back.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM, my name's Juan McCartney. Thanks so much for joining us. So my mic was off. I don't think I said anything crazy, did I? I can't believe you do me like this. What if I was calling my side chick? I'd have been dead. I don't have a side chick. I'm kidding. I don't think I said anything. Forgive me if I did. Okay, let's talk about what we're talking about. I got like a dozen texts going, your mic's on. We can't hear you. All right. Let's go to some of your, let's go to phone calls. Listen, and I want to be a nice person, right? But you can't call me and say something crazy and then I just go, well, that's your opinion. It doesn't work like that. I disagree with your opinion. All right? I think it's uninformed. It doesn't make any sense. All right. If I can sift through all the... Oh, they said I only said something about amending the law. Oh, no, I was saying that the Senate president is calling for the laws to be strengthened. First of all, are the laws not strong enough? You know what I mean? I don't think it's a matter of the law not being strong enough. I think it's a matter of how the law is applied. And I think that, I mean, I think we have strong enough laws. If you want to talk about the age of consent being changed, that's a different story. And any ambiguity, as Chester Cooper said, being eliminated, then that's something else as well. All right. Okay. Back to the show. We got a caller online. So anyway, I don't think grown men should have sex with teenage girls. I think 16 is the age of consent is very tricky. You're going to have to build in a lot of measures where you're not throwing the book at teenage boys and teenage girls having sexual relationships with each other, because you don't want to. Here's the thing. If you're 40 and you've been around for all these years and you see a 14-year-old girl, you know better than to mess with her. However, if you're a 16-year-old boy, right, and your girlfriend's 14 years old, and you guys are curious, and there's some sexual experimentation going on, nobody expects you to throw their 16-year-old son in jail because he's messing with a 14-year-old girl. You would need to have some sort of parameters within there to say, hey, when can teenagers engage in sexual conduct with each other? Even if you don't believe that should be occurring, you have to take into account that that is a situation where they're in very close proximity to each other all the time, and those relationships do happen. You're a 40-year-old man. You have to try, right? And dip and dive and roll under bushes and like set up rendezvous to go have sex with a 14-year-old girl. You've put considerable effort and thought into that, and you know it's wrong, right? Whereas two teenagers, they don't really understand the ramifications of these sexual relationships, but they're just into what feels good. But the point is, you're 40, you understand, right? She's 14, she does not, all right? Because you can be 14, right, and be happy, and oh, we juicing your brains out, and oh, don't worry, my Grammy was doing it and all that stuff. You're not prepared to have no child when you're 14 years old, not on this road, and not finish school. Maybe you'll get into Pace, maybe you'll get your high school diploma and you can figure it out after that. But most, I would bank that most 14-year-old girls and most women who got pregnant when they were 14, if they could still have that outcome, but a delayed situation where they waited 4 or 5 years, could finish school, could do a little better, could, you know, help themselves, prepare themselves for the workforce, they can have a better job, take care of their child, XYZ. Most of them, I believe, would say, if I could still have my child and do it a little later, I would do that. All right? Because you're not ready at 14. I had my first child, my wife had our first child when I was 36. All right? And I had to get ready real fast. Okay? It says, at least you know who got your back, Ari Open Mic. Someone just sit back and watch the world burn. I really don't I don't remember what I said. I think I was just questioning why the Senate president was asking the Senate to have tougher penalties. I don't get it. Like, she's the Senate president. It says, one, I don't like when these activists try to make laws that only apply to men. Everyone's acting like only men can have sex with minors. Perhaps we should just say having sex with minors is wrong. Yeah, I didn't say only men, right? I think having sex with minors is wrong as well, across the board. So women prey on teenagers as well, boys and girls. There's one, I hate to say it, but you dismissing the argument that because Grammy them couldn't vote or lived a certain level of lifestyle back then justified underage sex because society isn't a strong defense to dismiss the argument by the lawyers who argued that this was culturally acceptable back then, saying this makes it seem that they would be okay for young females living in similar conditions today to be targeted because of their living circumstances. I mean, I'm just saying to explain what you believe is acceptable conduct today by giving me an example of 100 years ago doesn't hold much water because we don't live our lives like we did 100 years ago, all right? They didn't have telephones around here. They had, like, telegrams. Mailboat, right? We still have mailboat, but that's not how we communicate. You know, so the parallel, and again, as I explained it, women left school at the third grade, right? And so did men. And there weren't a lot of options, right? Ain't like you had a lot going on. Ain't like you was going off to university, right? Ain't like you was going off to finish in school. You left school. I can read. I can write. I can count. I got the 3 R's pretty well down pat. That's it. I got to figure out my way in the world now. Sure. They start having children when they're 13 years old, 14 years old. Also, wasn't the life expectancy 100 years ago like 60 years old or something like that? Anyway, this is my point is that we can't just use the argument that social class should be the main factor as to why it was justified back then. I mean, they're the ones making the argument, you know. I'm saying why I don't believe the argument holds water. I didn't bring up let's go back and look at 100 years ago. I think it's immaterial. They're the ones who are saying, oh, your Grammy did it. And okay, my grandmother, those went to the pump to get water. I don't know what that's like. Although there is a handheld pump in my parents' yard. It says, I'm curious, if a minor male hires an adult prostitute, would he be committing a crime? Or would be the adult female be the one committing a crime? I think in that circumstance, although I don't understand the entire scope of the law, the prostitute is the one committing a crime by being a prostitute, and the man is also guilty of solicitation. But if he's a minor, I'm not sure how that works. Yeah, good question. Strangely specific situation, but good question. This says, one, I think we need to apply the Canadian-type measures to our consent laws. As I remember it, 18 and up is the age of consent. And under 18, the window is 4 years younger is permissible for a relationship. Notwithstanding, a relationship between an 18-year-old and a 14-year-old is weird. This could give us a model to use. Ours could be a 2-year window, perhaps. Thanks. Yeah, you're going to have to figure it out, because there are a lot of kids right now who are 16, 17 having sex. All right? And under the law, there's nothing really you can do. This is one, I think you gave out your bank info during the news break. It says, McCartney, why were you disrupting the news? It wasn't by choice. It says, be nice to a blind man, man. Oh, you mean Brayman? Yeah, I mean, just because you're blind doesn't mean you don't know right from wrong, right? These are all hot mic dicks. It says, pay one, every human being has rights, gay or straight, what they really want, I believe, is for us to accept their way of life. I do not hate gay people, but be who you are. P.S. Only the Most High can judge. I believe in what the Almighty says. So that's on them. Don't try to make people believe what you do is right. You certainly don't need anyone's permission. Man, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't get it. I'm not advocating for any gay rights by saying what I said, but I don't have any problems with gay people. Because they're gay. I got problems with people who are SOBs just because that's who they are as humans, who may happen to be gay, but there are many SOBs who are straight as an arrow. So it really, it's a multitude of factors, right? I won back in the day, Grammy them husband had 3 and 4 families, and that was accepted then, but definitely many women won't accept that now. I think the argument they're trying to make is that sexual relationships with teenage girls isn't anything new under the sun, which, you know, is true. I just think it's a specious argument that you're propping up my grandmother 100 years ago to explain to me what we should accept today, right? In my opinion. One, I don't have an issue protecting minors from predators. However, where are the laws protecting from their parents to ensure they're not neglected and prostituted? Why are we increasing laws for parents who neglect kids in sexual cases? I'm pretty sure there are laws that speak to child neglect, child endangerment along those lines. I think so. Says, when baby Bella died and we thought it was rape, we had an issue when we thought it was rape, but when we found out it was abuse and neglect, the word was mum. This one says, the reason I ask about the prostitution is because of a minor female practicing prostitution by choice. We say the male clients are definitely committing rape. When the situation is reversed, it suddenly gets hazy. Yeah, I mean, that'd be interesting. A lawyer would have to explain that to me. This is these are all hot mic text. It says, no one, it's the younger men trying to prove they're real men. I'm talking about the gay stuff. I mean, I don't know. I can't figure it out. If you want to be gay, go be gay. If I wanted to be gay, I'd go be gay. That's what I'd do. One, we need a greater level of public intolerance for sex with minors. A few years ago, when social services entered a yard to investigate a case, every resident denied knowing anything, even though the concrete evidence was there of widespread misconduct. Sad, sad, sad. Says, what a sickening thought. A big, gray 49-year-old man wants to have sex with a 14-year-old, and people comparing to back in the day are just as bad. What are we coming to as a society? The level of intelligence sometimes with certain issues can make you cringe. Says, if a grown donkey man can look at a 14-year-old minor, don't trust him around his old daughters, his own daughter. Yeah. This says, say this in your best Bayman voice. You see, my buddy, these mixed race people causing all this mess we see in Then your dignified voice asks, how does this apply to all the persons who were in our members of parliament? We have to stand back before we open our mouths. It says, another example is when these boys kill people, they're not seen as victims. People actually see them as adults. It is this view that causes me to dismiss the feminist rights because people immediately because they're saying women are children. I mean, yeah, it says, I see we keep skirting around the responsibility the parents hold in these child sex cases, huh? Now, unless your parent is complicit in what you're dealing with, there's got to be a mechanism in society, which we do have through laws, that says once your child is out of your sight and not in your custody, there have to be laws in place to stop adults from harming your child. In my mind, right? So I'm not there to protect my child, so the law should protect the children. So Wayne Monroe says it's okay to sell alcohol to a minor as long as they're an alcoholic. One, what insanity. Oh, Lord. I can't read the rest of the text. I'm sorry. That's, now that image is in my head. I can't. This is one. Where are all the people who are running on about a republic, reparations, and back to Africa movement? Tell them don't go quiet now that William and Kate are gone. I want to see them outside Parliament and Gigi's house protesting today. Yeah, I agree. We should, you know, because I know someone who was on the reparations committee, and when they saw the reparations people talking, they were like, what happened to this? We haven't met in, like, years. It says, I had sex when I was 14, but the lady was 19. That's far too much information. It says, one, it was the Pinling PLP government. In what? 1990, 2 years before the Bahamian people kicked them out of power, 1990 laws changed the legal age of consent for young girls was changed from 18 to 14. Former Prime Minister Perry Christie was a part of that government. Was it reduced? And 14-year-olds, I think they still can't give consent. It says the age of consent of 16 is an old English law that exists throughout the entire Caribbean. Not sure, but it may also still be the law in the UK. Yeah, maybe as well. Yeah. We got a phone call. This says, the main problem, as I understand it, the public had was with the sentence the guy received. Unless it's a plea deal, sentencing is reserved for the judges. This is where the issues that Williams and Wayne mentioned arise. Sadly, what people in today's world refer to as victim blaming, it's exactly what the law says judges have to consider when deciding what sentence to impose on these scumbags like Brett. Yeah. And you know what? I'll say this. I didn't necessarily have a problem with the plea deal in terms of the greater picture. Now, I think Wayne Monroe kind of popped into his defense attorney stance a little too quickly there, but I understand what they're saying about a plea deal in terms of, we don't have a sexual offenses court. So if we had a court just dedicated to sexual offenses, as Chief Justice Brian Marino, is he Sir Brian Marino, wants, if we had that, then you would see these issues dealt with rather swiftly. But keep in mind, this guy was sentenced more than 2 years after he was caught. Okay? And he pleaded guilty. And it took 2 years for him to receive that sentence. So imagine if this guy wants to go to the Supreme Court, opts to be tried in the Supreme Court, and says he wants a jury trial. That could go on for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And you're a 14-year-old. When you're 24, you're not coming, but trying to come back to testify in a court about what happened when you were 14. You're likely going to want to just move on with your life. So if we're talking about accepting a punishment, accepting a plea deal, and making sure that this guy receives at least some punishment, and he's on probation for 3 years after, as opposed to the case likely never coming to trial, never having any semblance of justice in it, then I totally understand what the plea deal is about. All right? Franklin Williams just probably was very indelicate in him talking about highly sexualized teenagers, because even though those do exist, right, we don't want a society where we're just going, yeah, let's loosen up the punishment for the 40-year-old guy who's sleeping with a 14-year-old girl because they've been highly sexualized or whatever. And I get it. You don't want, you know, a lot of, you don't want, you want to be careful what your children are exposed to. I try to be very careful about it as well. But if you're going to allow children to participate in the things that are widespread among children nowadays, video games, tablets, YouTube, right, the internet, you're just going to have to navigate with them the safest way to use those devices and those sorts of media. You have to. All right. Listen, you guys talk about promoting gay rights. I still have issues with my young children viewing same-sex relationships regularly on television. Because I just have had a deeply conservative upbringing, and a lot of things that are normal in a lot of industrial societies where we consume their media, we still haven't made that cultural shift in the Bahamas. And part of it's wanting to protect them. Part of it's I don't know how to answer and respond to these things. But I'm very, you know, I try to pause on that stuff, right? So there's a show, and this isn't about gay rights, but I'm just telling you what I'm comfortable with. There's a show on Netflix called Dragon Prince, right? I like animation. It's a pretty cool show. And in the Dragon Prince world, same-sex relationships are a normal thing. And this is, you know, a 7+, I believe, show, right? And it shows, like, men kissing and two elves who are dudes having relationships and all this other stuff like that and being married, women being married to women. And I don't know how to navigate that with my children, so I prefer to keep it away from them. And yes, one's a monster who is intolerant, but we're not all ready for that conversation. When they get older, we can have that conversation. So I completely understand that people want to limit their children's exposure to sex, sexual relationships, etc., XYZ. And you have every right to do that. So what is normal, what people are willing to accept, you know, it depends. Says Juan, in the rape case, why are we assuming the man arrested is the father? Well, we don't have anything to suggest that he's not the father. They were having an ongoing sexual relationship after she was found to have had sex with him. She went to go checked out medically, get checked out medically. They found out she was pregnant. But, it could be very possible that he's not the father of that child. That is a possibility. I have not heard any confirmation that he is. The reporter who covered the story said that he impregnated the girl, so I got to go with the information that I got from the reporter because I wasn't actually there in court. Although I could ask for a transcript. We got phone calls, let's do it, sure. And I think we do have to have that conversation about in society about what we're comfortable with our children being exposed to. In fact, I don't mean to talk about just my children being exposed to like gay people in media or same-sex relationships. I'm not going to let them consume a bunch of content where male-female relationships are going on with a bunch of like the sex and all this stuff like that. Like I watched that show. I'm supposed to watch season 2. Was it Bridgerton? Like my wife started watching it. And I won't lie. After like the third episode, I started paying attention. I was watching it too. I was invested, right? And watching the show, after about like 5-6 episodes, it starts to like get deeply into like these sexual relationships to the point where I was like, is this necessary? Like, is this much sex needed to tell a story nowadays? So maybe I'm just getting, you know, to become a dodgy old man here where I think like, do I want to see them having sex in the library? Like, is this a plot point? We got a break? Okay. Let's break. We have phone calls, but we'll break and we'll come right back. Call back if you've been home long.
You do coffee?
Your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Samantha's always on point. She doesn't miss a thing. When she signs up for any insurance policy, she reads all the fine print. She knows what's covered, what's not covered, and she's aware of her deductibles. When it comes to insurance, it pays to know your policy. Review every insurance policy so you know what you're covered for. This message was brought to you by the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. It says, Juan, I hope The Guardian would stop promoting that foolishness that blind man keeps saying. The PLP dropped the age from 18 to 14. Let's be responsible. Stop the lies. I mean, I wasn't, I don't know that it is 18 to 14. Juan, you should be kind to Bremen. Okay, let me just understand what we're doing now, where you want me to take this. I just want to understand. So if a white person calls the show and says that only black people commit crimes and black people have been cursed by God and that's why they're having such a... I should just go, well, that's your opinion, so okay. We'll ruminate on it. We'll add that to the pile of things to consider. Or would you be like, that's insanity, and you should tell them that that makes no sense? All right? So you can't say insane things to me that don't make any sense. And I just go, well, that's a considered opinion. Let me just throw that on the thing of rational opinions to give thought to and to chew on. No, it's insanity, right? Go to the school and check who has, send the authorities to check who has mixed blood. Jesus wept almighty. Do you say it out loud and you call back days later and it's not like with a deep sense of shame that you said something like that? We should go into the schools and separate the children, figure out which children in the public schools, I'm assuming only public schools have had these issues of late, which children in the public schools have Haitian blood, because that's what you want to say, right? That's what you want to say. We should go check everybody to see how much of their blood is Haitian? So when you say mixed, what is that? How does that work? Is it half Haitian? Like, if they have both parents that are Haitian, then we put them in, what, a separate school? We monitor them? What are you suggesting? If their one grandparent was Haitian, then what? They, too, make the cut? Do you hear how insane that sounds? And for me to call it stupid is being generous. It's idiotic. And you guys, right, with all your 40, 50 year ago views on Haitians and Chinese people and all that, I'm not with you on that. I'm not there with you. It makes absolutely no sense. All right? Do we have illegal immigration problems that we want to deal with and citizenship issues? Yes, absolutely. Do I want to sit on here and act like it's a sensible intellectual point to make that we should go in the schools to see who has Haitian blood and characterize them as being more likely to what? Join gangs, commit crimes in schools? It's absurd. Listen to yourself when you're speaking. That you had 4 days to think that over. This was last Thursday. You had 4 days to think that over. And you call me back and tell me you just don't like that I said it was stupid. Leads me to believe that maybe we shouldn't be communicating. If that's your takeaway. He said you called him stupid, not what he said. I said what he said was stupid. I mean, we can go check the tape. If you want to parse through whether I said he was stupid or it was stupid, it's hard for me to separate the stupidity of it from the actual person saying it. So we can go check the tape, right? But it was stupid. And vile and disgusting. You didn't say that. I remember I said that too. It's sickening. Let's go to the. And you see, you know what? And I'm sorry. This wasn't even supposed to be about no Haitian. You know who does this, right? The people who aren't impacted. Right? You have no empathy, no compassion for people. You straight up characterize them as being violent by nature, by virtue of their birth. What if people did that to you? How would you feel about it? Anyway, it upsets me, all right? It upsets me that you hold on to these views that make absolutely no sense, and you keep doing it. I said, don't let this man hijack your show. You're right, I won't. I'm sorry. It really pisses me off. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Hello? Let's try another phone call. I'm sorry. I know you guys have been holding a long time. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Vaughn. What's up, brother?
Hey, I'm good. How's it going?
I am great, man. Hey, you know something, Vaughn? I'm going to take you back in some time, right?
Okay.
You remember when they had the then government, the FDM, and you had persons like QC Fred Smith was picking the government apart because of the loopholes in the law.
Right.
And I could be honest with you, I had an opportunity to read part of the Sexual Offenses Act. And people might perceive what, I'm not defending Mr. Monroe in no form or fashion, what he's saying, but that's the law. You notice something, Mr. McCartney? And I tell people this who I speak to. How many, you hear any lawyers fight against what he say? Because it's on the books.
Yeah, no. No one's disagreeing that it's a law.
You know, and the thing about it, right, the gentleman is wrong. Not a gentleman, I call him a scumbag, he's wrong. But all Mr. Monroe did what Mr. Fred Smith did when it comes to the illegal immigrants is to show the Haitian people the loopholes in the law. So what should we do now? Go back to Parliament and try to amend or create new laws to protect children. All right, that's that. I mean, and maybe if someone else would bring it across, Mr. McCartney, then people might have taken it differently. But I ain't gonna lie to you, Vaughn. I read it, and it's the law. And I guess lots of persons got in the rage because they thought that Mr. Monroe being the Minister of National Security, if he would have bring it more more gentle, but it's the truth. That's the law, bro.
I understand. Here's where I might disagree, DeWitt. But I do think it is the law that it says that whether or not they give consent. His interpretation of the law, though, I'm not so sure I agree with that.
But whether you agree or disagree, but even me, I would lie about it. When that first happened, and persons like Mr. Monroe spoke out, I got a little bit. Although that's my people, I still got a little irate. But after someone said to me the offensive act of that crime, boy, we really need to revamp our laws in this country, because Mr. McCartney, there is no protection for underage person to that point, unless, as I was told by a well-known lawyer, unless they go to Parliament and amend the laws or change the laws. There's nothing, people. You know, sorry, people might perceive how Mr. Monroe said it, but all he do is say the truth.
Okay.
All right? Have a good day, bro.
I got you, bro. Thanks. Okay. So let me tell you why I'm no lawyer, all right, but I can think and read, right? Here's why I maybe don't agree with Wayne Monroe's ultimate interpretation of it. Okay, so what we're understanding from Franklin Williams and Wayne Monroe is that judges, when handing down sentences, are to consider the behavior of the victim, all right? And I'm not so sure I understand that to be the case. So the law is saying, if you have unlawful sexual intercourse, all right, whether or not the person consents, you are guilty to such and such, guilty to such and such offense, liable to XYZ time in prison. So if the law says that whether there is actual consent or not, you're still guilty, then why consider any level of consent when sentencing? I don't get that. So wouldn't the fact that the law says consent does not matter take away any consideration of the victim consenting? If they say that consent does not matter, whether they consent or not, it does not matter. You're guilty. Here's the penalty. Doesn't that remove any consideration of consent on the part of the victim? That's what I see. Again, I'm no lawyer, but I don't know that I agree with him that because the law says whether or not you can consent, that should be considered in sentencing, because it says you're guilty whether there's consent or not. Now, if you're saying when considering the plea bargain and the deal we offered him, we took into account the behavior of the young lady, that's a different kettle of fish. But to say to me that the law is clear cut in terms of there is an issue of consent and that should be considered, I don't see that. I'm no lawyer, but I don't see that. I see it says whether there's consent or not, there's guilt. All right, and here's the sentence. Now, if you are, hell, I don't know how you're a prosecutor, and you go, well, y'all was dating, and you're 40 and she's 14. I don't get that. All right? Yeah, this is the maliciousness of the intent. I feel you. You know, you're saying it's one thing. But to me, what Wayne Monroe's saying is the law, and therefore they consider that and they kind of weigh consent. The law to me says it doesn't matter if there's consent or not. All right? This says, but the sentence must be made within the constraints allowed by law. We've already admitted that the law messed up, and this time we find ourselves in. Now, if you're telling me there's ambiguity in the law, absolutely, it seems that way to me, because this could lead to a lot of legal arguments. But if I'm a lawyer, I'm not going to go, well, because it says whether or not there's consent, that means there was consent, and that should be, I don't see that. It says that consent is immaterial. It says, if Wayne Monroe argued something on the law, I would assume he already argued that law all the way to the Privy Council. Well, let me help you in what I think, right? When I have seen two lawyers agree on anything particularly in law, it surely wouldn't be when they're on opposite sides of a courtroom battle or civil litigation matter. So to say that all lawyers are in lockstep on these things and how they interpret the law is patently false. Otherwise, what would be the point in arguing what the law means, which is what lawyers do over and over and over again before a judge who interprets how the law should be carried out? So if you're telling me like all lawyers are sitting around going, yes, of course, there's, you know, there's the victim has some sort of consent to weigh in, I don't believe that at all. Not for a second. All right? All lawyers do is argue with each other all the time over every single point in law. Courts disagree. Lawyers disagree. This is a normal thing. We got to take a break. Let's go to a break.
About is that BTC has the best rates. Now, the best rates just got better because you pay half the price of the other guys with your BTC home internet and mobile services combined. Switching to BTC is a no-brainer because I pay less with BTC and get super fast internet with speeds up to 600 megs. The other guys, their internet only go up to 105 megs.
Get all the internet you want at half the price when you bundle your home internet and mobile. Visit a BTC store to make the switch today. Conditions apply.
From our beginning on Bay Street in 1927, Kelly's House and Home is still going strong. Catch our anniversary sale Friday, April 1st through Wednesday, April 6th. Save 20% off on home decor, housewares, paint, linens, china and gifts, baby, toys, and stationery, except on net items. Come by Saturday, April 2nd, beginning at 7 a.m. and receive a token of our appreciation with purchase while supplies last. Shop online at kellysbahamas.com. Happy 95th anniversary, Kelly's House and Home. We're proud to be a part of your life.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.C., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So yeah, we got a few minutes left, but back to this point about, well, Wayne Monroe just said, what is the law? That's fine. But again, lawyers disagree about what the law actually is and means all the time. So prominently among them, Wayne Monroe. So in the 90s, Sir Burton Hall, and he was a sir back then, ruled quite clearly that on the matter of citizenship for unmarried Bahamian men whose children were born to foreign women, right? And he argued quite clearly that they did not get citizenship at birth. Fast forward years later, Wayne Monroe represents people, fathers of, or I think they were the children, all right, of Bahamian men who had foreign mothers. He goes before the court, and the court rules that they are citizens by birth. Same Supreme Court, two different judges. Goes to the Court of Appeal. Court of Appeal at a, I can't remember if it was a three or five panel, five judge panel, I'll have to check it. Court of Appeal majority opinion says they agree with the judge and these children are citizens by birth. Even on the Court of Appeal, at least one of the justices of appeal disagreed with this interpretation. I believe it was two, actually, so I think it was a five-judge panel. They disagreed with the majority opinion of the court. So to sit and tell me all lawyers are in lockstep with what the law really is, I don't believe that to be the case. Ryan Pinder says, even though they got the Court of Appeal to say that these people are citizens by birth, again, these were Wayne Monroe's clients, they're going to take it to the Privy Council to let the Privy Council decide. So this cut and dry thing that y'all are telling me, law is the law is the law, all Wayne Monroe's pointing out is the law and law, I don't know that I agree with that in this instance, in many instances. Because if the law is the law is the law, then why are laws challenged all the time? All right. It says, when I think we are actively trying to keep underage sex as simple as possible so we can get drama triangles. Some of these young girls pursue sexual relationships with older men. Some of these older women do the same. This problem is not as simple as we would have been led to believe. Yeah, but, here's the thing. You're the adult, right? So you should know better. So my 14-year-old son might want to drink himself into a coma. Does that mean I go buy him alcohol? I'm the adult. I know better. So if you're telling me that you're a man out here on this road and a 14-year-old girl can pursue you and wear you down to the point where you start having a regular sexual relationship with her and you're a 40-year-old man, there's something deeply, deeply wrong with you. That's what I have to say about that. There's no circumstance I want to hear a 40-year-old man say, well, I couldn't help it. She pursued me. You're the adult. All right? You are the adult. It says, if the law is the law, why don't persons get automatic 4 years for gun and extra for ammo? The law ain't always the law. Remember, what's his name? Omar Archer was charged with criminal libel. Fred Smith went to the Court of Appeal to say, hey, we don't think criminal libel is constitutional. Michael Barnett, Chief Justice, said it surely is. And what Fred Smith said, we're going to take it to the Privy Council. So for lawyers to go, well, it's the law and it's cut and dried and that's it. I don't know if I buy that. It says, one, they are talking about consent regarding guilty, not guilty, or in sentencing. How can a 14-year-old give consent when the age of consent is 14, the legal age of this country? 18. Yeah, from what I saw, the age of consent is 16. It says, what Wayne Monroe fails to grasp is that the fundamental responsibility of every adult person to look out for the welfare of every child, whether the child is a nun or a prostitute. Yeah, this thing y'all have where 14-year-old girls are so crafty that you big, grown, gray 40-year-old man, you were duped, yeah? Her feminine wilds captured you, and you don't know any better? I'm going to go with you're full of it. Right? I'm going to go with you wanted to have sex with a 14-year-old girl. All right? She does not know any better. Oh, she's having a relationship with him. Yeah, she thinks you're in a relationship because she's 14 years old. All right? Somebody's got to be the adult. All this seduction by a 14-year-old girl, come on, man. Who are you talking to? We're all men. We know what time it is. You know what you can and can't do. Your best friend's wife tried to come on to you, tried to have a relationship with you, and she's grown. You know you can't do that. That's going to be a problem. You know you can't be having sex with a 14-year-old girl. There's no circumstance where you go, well, gee, I couldn't help myself, you know? Come on. Could you not? Convenient. Anyway, we got to go. I don't know what we achieved today. We'll see. Conversation's probably not over. You guys take care out there. Have a great day, Bahamas.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by Commonwealth Bank, Burger King, CFAL, Ross Electric Motors, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Wendy's, J.S. Johnson, BTC, the Pan American Health Organization, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Kelly's Home Center, the Digital Transformation Unit, and the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas.